Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Turning Point. My name is Elder Charles Lee, and my co-host here, and
Maureen
the love of my
Lee.
Life,
ooh.
Maureen Lee. Amen, amen. And this is the 1,227th episode of Purpose Kingdom.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And we are so elated today because we're doing a part two of Soulmate Helpmate. Amen.
Amen.
And last time, for you that didn't tune in, the last time we was here, we were telling you the differences between soulmates and helpmates. Amen. Soulmate, we were saying helpmate is your wife's soulmate, should be God. And what is the difference? A lot of people don't know the difference between a soulmate. I mean, the world will tell you about a soulmate, but who are you going to trust your soul with? I'd rather trust God with my soul. So that's my soulmate. Amen.
Say it again. Say it one more time, baby.
No, I said the world will tell you the different meanings for soulmates, but my person I would like to have my soulmate would be God, because that's the only person I trust with my soul.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Helpmate is somebody that God finds for you, because it says in the Bible that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
It didn't say when a woman finds a husband, she
amen.
Finds a good thing. So you women need to stop going out there looking, because you're wasting your time.
Amen.
I mean, if you meet up together, and you know this man has a Christian background, and anybody a Christian, but he's a believer. Because see, I don't like a lot of religions' names, because what they do, they separate and divide.
Uh-huh.
You know. So what we want is not a religion with God. We want a relationship.
Amen.
Amen. So what we're dealing with this show is part two of Soulmate Helpmate, and we had a lot of calls last weekend. You know, I want you guys to call in again. If you have a question or if you just want to make a comment, the number is 319-527-6091, or you can call 323-870-4174 and press 1 to get into the slot where you can ask your question or make a comment.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to – I have my grandkids here, my great-grandson.
Yes, yes.
I'm, like, really excited, so – one couple, my other son is not, my other grandson's not here. He's away on business. But I have a new granddaughter that's getting ready to come into the family. It is already ordained, so I thank God for that.
She got to get ready.
Yeah, oh,
she came in that door right
there.
That's
right. And she's
she was anointed and appointed. So
that's right. And she has faith. And she knows one God.
And
that's all
I can ask for. What's her name?
Brielle.
Okay. Brielle.
That's right.
The thing that my wife is so excited about, it's good when you come and you meet somebody that already has an agenda.
Yes,
see,
a plan.
You know, when you have a plan and agenda and you love Christ and he's in your life and he's the head of your life, everything else will fall in place.
Amen.
You know, because me and my wife, we tell you all the time, we're not a perfect couple. But we tell you what we do is everything, and we just started this, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
We just started, everything we do, we ask Christ about.
First.
We ask God, you know, God, you know, is this the car for us?
Yeah.
You know, should we buy this furniture? You know, should we get up right now?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times we just lay down, because my wife, I work so much sometimes, I'm sleeping when I don't even think I'm sleeping. So,
but, you know, my God is so good that when he operates, he do it to the fullest. So before we get up, we'll say, God, thank you for grace and mercy and waking us up. And then my husband would say, well, you ready to get up? I said, I don't know, let's ask. Say, well, God, what's the plans for the day? And then all of a sudden, the rain comes. I said, there you go. Stay in the bed. But that's how God operates with the leaves.
Amen.
You know, I'm just like I said. That's my granddaughter. My great-grand banging on the door. Y'all, but God operates. His operation is always decency and in order. That's the purpose. And that's what I like about Purpose Kingdom Network. It's a show on 7 days a week. You can always get a word from the Lord. But with us, it's like we're trying to deal with couples, because The enemy is so busy. He's ready to still kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Couples and families. Relationships is hard. But as long as you put God in every aspect of your life, he'll make your crooked way straight.
Yes, he will.
You know, you just got to have that faith as a mustard seed. Amen. And may God keep up to his promises.
And we talked that last time about we was on the show. We were talking since this pandemic. They've had so many domestic, you know, fights and people breaking up. But see, I was telling my wife, because we're coming at you a little different on this show, because
mm-hmm.
everybody wants to get married.
Everybody.
It's starting to be like when they first started buying Jordan shoes, everybody wanted them. They had the Gazelle glasses. Everybody wanted those. Everybody wants to be married now. This thing about marriage is serious.
It is.
It's a lifelong thing. It's not, you know, we don't want to get married today because, okay, I need somebody to help me pay my bills, or I'm ready to get out of my parents' house, or I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to do that. You have to look at this as a long, lifelong affair.
Amen.
You know, just like I told my wife when I first met her, I said, I'm in this to win it. Okay, I've never been a give-up person. Never. When you tell me what I can't do, that makes me want to do it harder.
Amen.
Like when I was in the military, they said there wasn't a lot of black flyers, helicopter pilots. Okay. Well, sir, it's going to be kind of hard. It was 10 in a class of 30, and I came out second as far as ranking and you know, grades and everything else. So don't tell me what I can't do, because with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. But go ahead, honey, because you had some problems coming to your mouth. Go ahead.
You know, it's like I tell people, and I just told my grandkids this, when you ask God for a certain thing, the word say, I got to find my scripture. I did this before. He says, write it down and make it plain. You got to write, you got to make it plain to God what your expectations is, because his expectations of you is simple. Follow his law. Follow his word. Talk to him. Lean in him. That's it. But we all become disciples of the Lord. You have to tell the story to someone else that's a non-believer that he's
Amen.
Living. He's coming back again for you and me. That's our job. That's it.
But
everything else.
It's easy, though.
Yes.
It's easy because most people don't realize that God wants to hear you talk. Because I've been around so many people, because I traveled the world in the military. And so many people say, well, God knows my heart. He may know your heart, but he want to hear you speak it. God is not a God of pushing you. He don't force you into any situation. He's a God of choices.
Amen.
Okay, so if you want something from him, you have to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like my wife say, make it plain, because we sit around and see God, how we used to say, God can hit a moving target. Okay,
Amen.
If you're sitting still, God is like, I'm waiting on you. You waiting on him. But God say, if you believe me and believe my word, because my word won't come back void. If you believe me, you believe my word. If you get started on what we talked about, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to make sure that you have all the provisions that you need. You figure, like I was talking to my granddaughters, you know, Rose them about moving somewhere. And a lot of people say, oh, but I never lived there before. But if God told you to go, the provisions are already down there for you.
Amen.
As soon as you go into the state, you're going to meet people and say, well, guess what? You know, what kind of job you do? What's up? Oh, my sister has two companies like that. We can hire you. Oh, were you looking for a house? Oh, well, no, you ain't got to pay $900. Same house over here is $500. See, he puts people in your way. And sometimes that's why, you know, you got to watch who you're talking to, because you might be entertaining angels.
Amen.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Okay, I just found this scripture.
Okay.
It's Habakkuk 2:2. The King James Version says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablet, and he will run. He may run and read it.
No.
So the word already tells you your vision. You have to have a vision.
Yeah.
Without a vision, a man
perish. Perish. He said, "My people perish for lack of vision."
You gotta have your vision. You have to have a dream. And once you make that dream known to the Lord, it's done. It's a done deal. But he don't say, "Sit it down." Okay, God, I gave you my plan. Now do it. No. Like my husband said, God want to hit a moving target. So long as you're on course, he's right with you.
Yeah.
He's in front of you, behind you, or on each side of you. And that's the same thing with marriage. When God gives you your mate, he gives you a good thing, even with a husband. You got to get a man after God's own heart.
Oh, yeah.
That's important. We pick men in our lives that wasn't about us, of course. It's what we can do for him instead of what God can do for us. It's a difference, woman.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a difference.
And see, don't get it confused, because if you have a man that's after God's heart and you put him first, he's definitely going to have your best interest, because God is leading him, so he's leading you. But see, a lot of women now are getting men that are like wishy-washy. They're straddling the fence.
And
you can't
woo!
Be hot or cold. They say a man like that is what? Unstable in all his ways?
Unstable in all his ways.
In all his ways. So, see, you got to get somebody that is on one side of the fence or the other. Because, see, the word said he'll spew you out of his mouth.
And so he never knew you.
So if you got somebody that is chasing after God and wanting to know more about him, it's like a hunger.
Yeah.
You ever go... What they always tell you when you go shopping, make sure you eat before you go shopping.
Because
you'll buy everything that you don't want. Oh, them cookies look good. Look at the candy. Let me get that candy. But if you have a stomach full, you'd be like, I haven't ate that candy in a long time.
I don't
drink Pepsi no more. You know,
I ain't say that.
I knew she was going to jump on it. He said, I did out there. You know. But see, my wife is just different in that aspect, too, because when I find out what she likes, and Rose will tell you, she ain't got to ask me. See, a man is not asked. If you sit up there and you're dating somebody, he comes by your house. I used to go to the house and look around, see bills and pay them, because I know that's what needed to be done. You don't have to tell me how to be a man. That's why when I told my wife several times, we used to have women used to get mad with me because I tell them, I say, a woman can't raise a man. Oh, my mother lived by, it was just her. Look at you. That's why you're in and out of jail. That's why you treat women bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because a woman can raise a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise a man. I got to teach him how to get up when he's tired and get 10 more percent. But just like my daughter, everybody knows we've been on this radio station, we've been on for 4 years. I have 7 daughters. And my daughters, I teach them their values. I can't teach them how to be a woman. I never had a period. I never had none of that. So how can I? I teach them this is how a man should treat you. You shouldn't have to worry about this. You shouldn't have to worry about that. You should what? And then people say, well, how do we know different? The book right there, the Bible, is like a manual.
That's
if you open it,
is.
It'll tell you everything you need from the beginning to the end. And like I tell people, I don't care if you live to be 100 years old. It's not how long you live. It's what you did in between the beginning and the end.
Amen.
Amen. But let me tell you about all the turmoil. Let me tell you all the turmoil that's going on now in the world with the marriages and with, you know, people going through. This is what God has for people that's going through in this pandemic. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. Right now we're in a circumstance. Amen?
Amen.
It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So you're not going through this by yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And like I was telling my wife, sometimes I'll be at work, and that's when I get a lot of my inspiration. God be talking to me about your shows. So I just get pens and start writing.
Amen.
And they looking at me, and everybody know that I'm a correction officer. I work in the prison. So people looking at me like, Miss Lee, how you doing? All right. And I'm pushing buttons, still talking to them, steady writing, because.
That's a Riley, y'all. That's my one-year-old granddaughter.
And God gave me this for the radio show tonight. It says, if more people look at this thing, which we call marriage, for a lifelong journey, two things are going to happen. They won't do it, or they'll take it more serious. Because, see, a lot of people look at marriage as just a getaway. You know, I want somebody to date. I want somebody to go to the movies with me.
Marrying him because I want to leave my mother's house.
Yeah, and you know, because the religious ones, because I'm not moving in with him unless I'm married and we're not having sex premarital. First thing is, you shouldn't even be thinking about that. Me and my wife, when we first met, you remember the saying I told you, she laughed. You remember the saying I told her, Rose, I told you, Grandmama, I said, look, I won't get in your head if I get in your pants. And it blew her away.
Period.
Yeah, it did. Oh, she remember the period. That's my daughter that's on the period. But She said, what? She never heard that before. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm a minister, and we can't, he can't do this thing, you know, unless we do it right, because we're going to have a life of misery if you don't do it right. That's just like I tell a lot of these guys out here, you get one night of pleasure for a life of misery. If that's what you want, go for it. But like I was saying about the seriousness of it, because here's excuses that you're here. Here's excuses that you hear about the people saying the reason they got married.
Y'all hear my grandkids and great-grandkids.
Well, that's called life. It's, you know, they're coming in, coming out. Because it's usually quiet here, so, you know, you're probably saying, what is all the noise? That's not noise. That's family.
Amen.
Okay.
And I got my two grandsons, like, yay.
Yeah, yeah, the one, he got bent down getting the door. But, you know, he still come in. Number one is a reason they'll say, and, you know, not because he or she keeps asking me, and I'm tired of hearing it. You ever hear that with your friends? Well, you know, he keep on saying that he wants to get married, or she keeps saying she want to get married. Let's just do it.
When we getting married?
Yeah.
You said we're going to get married. We're going on 4 years, and we ain't married yet. I ain't had no ring or nothing. What's up?
And see, that's when you hear my car go, boom. I'm gone. I'll talk to you on the phone, because right there, I can't deal with that right now. I don't. Pressure in marriages is not good, but if you know pressure, will bust a pipe.
Amen.
Okay, so see, you got to have people that are thinking logically. Now, number two is, why not? We've been together for so long. Do that mean that you're right for each other? Just because we've been together for so long? Some people put up with each other just because they don't want to be alone.
But
and
you know what's important, honey? I tell anybody, if you start off as friends and get to know each other,
mm-hmm.
really sit and talk, find out each other wants and our needs and our desires, our dreams.
But see, that's what people
it's
don't
easy.
Do.
It's easy.
That's what people don't
our financial goals. I'm not being disrespectful, but what is your credit score like? Because we got to do this together.
Well, the comedian said, We need a chip in this, so when you walk up on somebody, you meet them, they scan it. Up, stay away from him because he will mess your credit up. Stay away from her. She got $5,000 worth of debt, you know. But we need to be honest with each other. When we sit down talking, because, when you get in this thing called marriage, it is more important and in-depth than people would think. But let me go on. Let me give you the rest of the reasons. Number three, you get somebody to help you with you would pay your bills. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people get married. Peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got all your friends say, well, dang, man, everybody married but you. And keep it moving.
I tell my friends, take their time. It's not easy. But long as God is in it, we have ups and downs. And y'all know, sometimes I'm a piece of work.
Well, I know I'm a piece of work because I ain't never satisfied.
That is so true.
And because you know, when I, you know, you give me $1 million, I want two. You know, so and see, that's the way God made me. God made me like that. So, being that I'm a man that worked all my life to take care of my daughters, like I said, y'all know I got 7 daughters, and daughters are expensive.
Amen.
You know, and then you got grandkids, and the guy told me the reason they call them grandkids because you don't spend $1,000 on them.
Amen.
Okay? So, but the thing is when you got that set in your mind, it keeps you running. It keeps you young. But let me get to the last one. It says, and a lot of people get married, you know, and I want you guys to really call in, because, see, a lot of y'all sitting there sliding in your seats and smacking your lips and, you know, saying, he ain't talking about me. That hit home. Well, call and let somebody know, because what you might say may help somebody else.
Amen.
A lot of people do it to get out of their mom and dad's house.
Mm-hmm. Did that already.
You ain't got whisper?
Talk up, my granddaughter.
Or to have sex, because there's some people that have minister parents like you guys. Y'all don't
you ain't doing that
in my house. Y'all don't allow us to sit in the bed, lay in the bed with our partner.
Look.
You can't even go in a room by yourself.
You got it better than I had.
You can't help each other wash their hands.
No. We ain't, you know, we ain't baptized nobody. But
there's people that would actually try to hurry up to get married so that they could do the same.
But let me tell you about your grandmother that died a long time ago. She's been dead, 15 years now?
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend come by.
Mm-hmm.
And I went upstairs. No, she wasn't talking about it. I went upstairs, and my mother said, is Charles home? My dad said, yeah. He said, well, he's upstairs with his girlfriend. Well, where they at? Oh, they in the middle room. She said, well, there's only one chair in there. I can't stand up. One chair. She was worried about the chair. You talking about holding hands and sitting on the bed. Wasn't no bed in there. That's why I said, you got a better than I did. She said, well, and then she came and she said, how y'all doing? I said, I'm doing it. I had the TV on, and I was sitting on a small chair, and she had like a chair. I got here sitting in a chair. I mean, it was cool. And wasn't nobody trying to do nothing. Because, see, I look at everybody else messing up. I ain't want no kids. I wasn't ready for no kids. Oh, no, I was still in high school. No, it was junior high school.
Junior.
Because I went to high school in Alabama. So I wasn't trying to sneak nowhere. I was too smart for that. You know, everybody, all my friends had kids except me. And they looking like, you know, why you that? Look, bro, that's why you around here trying to work in every little mom-pop store on the corner, pay for Pampers and milk and all that. I ain't ready for that. But go ahead, because you're bubbling up. Go ahead.
Because you know what? I just think, I just was telling my grandson and his girlfriend, it's I don't like everybody. So when you, like, I had my daughters bring people to the house I asked to leave because I seen through them. But this young lady and my granddaughter's boyfriend, I like them. It's like, okay, I could see a future because they got dreams and goals. And when you start ministering, they know the word, and they know they can't do anything without Christ, and they just fall in line. It's something else, and I just love it, you know. And my grandson CJ, he's about making money, y'all. So y'all need to hit me up after the show, so he can put y'all on some things. You know, he's about making money legally. So I want y'all to just take heed to this show tonight. Because there's a lot of couples out there thinking about marriage, and if you marry your best friend, you finish his sentences and he finish yours. Y'all study the word, y'all pray together. Two becomes one, just like that wedding band. And once God is in it, he's in it to win it, you guys. And he will really order your steps in everything you do.
Amen.
You know? So we still want y'all to call in. Talk to us, people.
And the,
it's
the
all
number,
about you.
The number again is 319-527-6091. Amen. And God gave me something else again last night. He was saying maybe some of those weddings that cost so much would last if they focused more on the relationship and not on how much the wedding cost and how big it was. I've seen some weddings, and then we're talking celebrities because we can't handle $40,000.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a girlfriend. She had 15 bridesmaids and 15 bridegrooms. She had a beautiful wedding. The wedding lasts for 2 years. So you spend all that money, and the marriage didn't even last because they didn't really know each other. And if she listened, I'm sorry, I just told you, but I didn't tell your name. So it is what it is.
You know what I mean? She knows who she is.
And me and my husband, we had a nice, elegant wedding. Family and friends. He had his dad as his best man. My niece was my maid of honor.
I'm telling you, we still ain't going on honeymoon.
And we didn't go on the honeymoon.
We jumped right in the family life.
It was all about the children.
It wasn't about, no, can we go to Acapulco or
no.
To Hawaii? You know,
but we got word, we one of our kids about to send us on vacation. Christina? Yeah. So God is good. But I'm telling you this, get to know your mate.
Yeah.
Hear that talk. Marriage counseling is very important because it's going to hit parts that y'all ain't think about.
Amen.
After that big argument, you don't leave the building. You say one person got to sit back and say, you know what? Let's pray. Because this is nothing but the enemy trying to come between what God has put here. And no matter how big the argument looks, God has always got the answer.
And see, what she's talking about, we went through that a lot.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you men out there, that macho stuff is out the window. Kill it. All right? Because if this is a woman you want to be with the rest of your life, she needs to see your feelings. She needs to see you cry. She needs to see how you feel about certain things. Because if you can't be vulnerable with her, who can you be vulnerable with? You know?
Yeah.
Because I've seen several times where my wife would sit up and look at me, and we would get in arguments. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes she'll take the low road. Sometimes I'll take the low road. If we sit up here And I see the argument is going way out to the left.
Ask Pastor Toy, she now.
And I wanted to come back to the right. Sometimes I just shut up. Because I know I can fuel it and make it higher, but why? Why should I sit there and say, yeah, what do you think you're talking to? No, no, see, that's called spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
When I can sit there and look at you and say, you know what, that ain't you today. It's somebody else in you, because you don't act like that. See, that's when you got to look with your spiritual eyes and your ears and say, well, you know what, I know she just got laid off or they took some hours from her job. Don't feed into it,
mm-hmm.
especially if they just have a baby. No, no, you know, they're laughing, but I'm saying this from having 7 daughters. Their hormones are all whacked up. You know, they sitting there looking at you like, you know, especially don't be in the room when they're having it. You know, you remember the little show you said, this is all your fault. Like, that's why I'm out of shape and my stomach ain't growing back. But then after they had a baby, they called, what was it called, postpartum?
Yep.
Because see, my grandkids know I was close to being a doctor because I birthed like 3 of my grandkids.
Yes, he did.
And the thing was is I watched this postpartum, and that thing dangerous. You might be sleeping, get hit in the head with something. You know, you sleep, cluck, but didn't you hear me talking to you?
It's real.
You'd be like, I'm asleep. Why can't you want some too? Yes, they do. Like, you hear my granddaughter. That's just like menstrual periods. Men get them too.
Amen.
They just don't bleed.
Yep.
Time, I mean, you get cranky for some reason.
Yep.
Wonder why. You look at her
once
and say, you
month,
know.
Y'all go through this.
Here she go. Getting on my nerves. All right. What you mean, Linda? You asked me that question an hour ago, and I told you the answer. You asked me again, but I just wanted to make sure. Now it's time to take a walk. That's why, see, I never believe in all that arguing and fussing and fighting with women because women are not made for that for me. You know, we can be doing better things. We can be out like my grandson said, we can think about making how to make money, how to, you know, go somewhere and do this and do that. You know, we grown people.
My grandson over there, clap. What
that's
what's happening there, son?
Making money. Like you said, we ain't got to argue.
Well, say it again, baby.
That's right.
That's right.
Look.
That's my grandson, y'all. Y'all know how I feel about my boy.
Ain't no time for all that because life is too short.
Yes.
Instead of us arguing, then see, you know what, just like my wife say, because we've married a couple people in the past couple years, and we try to tell them that ring is a continual circle. It never stops. It never stops. And the only people, we tell people at weddings, the only people need to be in that situation, that ring, is you, your spouse, and God. And we tell everybody, we say we're gonna charge y'all with something today, and then when we say charge, we mean we're gonna put something on your heart to help these young people. Don't be a hindrance, be a help. Don't always come with bad information because your marriage went bad because you had a bump. Okay,
amen.
So don't come over to this marriage and say all men are the same, all women, you know. That's it. But see, the thing is my relationship is different.
And then you know what? After he do that charge, I do another charge to all single women. Y'all got y'all boyfriends? Y'all got a boyfriend, not a husband, so mind your business.
And we're talking about that Beyonce
business.
Song,
that's
all the
right.
Single women, all the same women.
Keep your mouth shut.
Put your hands up.
And I tell you in a heartbeat, you don't know a marriage, so don't speak on it.
Yeah, you ain't been there. But see, when people speak on stuff like that, they're going by what somebody told them. Not by what they know and what
amen,
they experience.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's going by what somebody told them. That's just like I tell people, I can't tell you how it is to take drugs because I've never been a drug addict. I don't even smoke. I don't even drink. So people say, well, you was in the military 24 years and you didn't smoke. No, I didn't smoke. Peer pressure don't bother me. See, I was born to be a leader.
Amen.
Okay? Only reason I follow you because I'm in a car and you in front of me. Okay? But other than that, it ain't all that about that following. I listen because, you know, I wasn't born knowing everything. I don't know everything now. Somebody come up on me know everything, you need to get away from me. Because, see, you are real stubborn. You're self-centered. You know, I can't talk to you. But coming up, I was coming up on a lot of, you know, older Baptist men, especially down in Alabama. And they, you know, they were so strict to where, I don't know, y'all might be too young to hear about fire and brimstone.
That's
then.
All I
if
heard
you
about.
Go, you're going to go to hell if you don't come to church. Man, you need my money. See, that's when I knew tithes were. I didn't know what tithes was back then. I just knew you 10%. And I was always thinking about, you know, you just want my money. That's why you tell me I better come, this and that. But then you need to learn that already belongs to God.
Amen.
So we're not giving them something that don't belong to them. But One thing I've learned, and like we were just talking about the wedding, you know, we jumped off 95 and got on 85.
Enough.
But
Southbound.
About the big, you know, the bigness of the weddings. Learning to love someone costs you nothing but time.
That's it.
That's all it is. It costs you time. And a lot of people sit up, and if you don't have the time to learn me, you don't have the time to be with me.
Amen.
Because, see, you got to learn my likes, my dislikes. You know, you got to learn my family. I should tell men all the time, you want to see our woman? Look, when she get older, go see her mother. Go see her grandmother. If you want to see the attitudes, you know, then a lot of people think this is a joke, but you need to learn about the stuff that's in the family, like
medical history.
Medical history, like diabetes, heart disease, eczema. That's why I tell a lot of you women, watch who y'all having babies by.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always just pop up and go, he's so cute, you know, and I want to have his baby. But then you come to find out he got heart disease in his family, and you down the hospital all the time with your kids with wires in them because you didn't do your homework.
You got to.
Got to do your homework.
Because, you know, back in the day, we used to have to get blood tests before we got married.
Why did they stop that?
See, if you was cousins.
Compatible,
no,
relations,
everything.
A lot of stuff.
If you had diseases.
Medical issues.
You know, yeah.
There was a lot of reasons.
And I was glad they did it.
They still do
it.
Nah, you know. Somebody could come there with an eyeball hanging on their cheek, you want to marry them. You know, see.
You need to know.
You need to know.
And these are conversations me and my husband actually had. And a good one was, the first thing he asked me, he was like, I know you got daughters, three girls, and what kind of relationship their dad is. I said, honestly, he was a dad when we were together. But after that, he fell off. He made promises he couldn't keep. And I'm not one to dwell on it. So when he fell off, I got another job. And that's how we roll. You did you, I did me. It's all right. It's all good. But I married. I didn't ask God for permission. I wasn't speaking to God. I was married. You took my father. I don't have no words for you. But now as I grew in Christ, I start realizing God just called my dad home.
Yeah,
and he knew the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to accept death. But now I'm asking y'all, before y'all make a commitment, learn each other. Soothe desires and wants and dreams. I'm glad if we had a contest right now, y'all could call in and ask, what do Charles like? What is his dislike? I can give you 52 things because I got to know him and he got to know me. Like I know at a certain time, he liked junk food. So if y'all know, if y'all go in my kitchen, y'all will see a cabinet full of junk food he likes.
But we
slowed
down on
that. Life. Yeah. But he slowed down a little. He really did.
Because I used to have the plastic containers. Rose knows.
Now, it was under the bed.
I had a plastic container next to the bed. If you wanted something to taste in case of candy, you know, and see, CJ and Rose know the thing I don't know. They used to sneak it. And I wasn't mad.
I would give it to them.
But, you know, you go, whatever you want to get, but the thing was is it was there.
I knew he liked.
I've learned as you're getting older, some stuff you back away from.
Now
I don't have a taste for a lot of sweets anymore.
Now he likes the fruit.
Well,
he got
fruit.
A cup of my watermelon, cantaloupe, and pineapple, but he likes fruit.
I make fresh fruit salad.
But he still liked that bath water run. At a certain time, he liked to soak. So I know that's his quiet time. But you need to learn his desires, his dreams.
But see, people don't realize, we're not telling you this just to bump our gums. We're telling you this because it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
When you in a relationship, whether married or heading toward marriage, every day you need to learn something about that person.
Every day.
And you know, I'm telling some people I did this, and I know it's burning their ears. The thing is don't learn them for the negative. Learn them for the positive. Because, see, if I know something that you dislike, I'm not going to do it to keep on pissing you off because then that means I don't want you in my life.
Mm-hmm.
If I make that mistake once, I'm not going to make it again.
Amen.
You know, you say something a certain way and you'd be like, I hate when you do that. Now, that's in my subconscious. I know you hate when I do that. I'm not going to do it no more. But, see, you got some people that sit up and they plan. And, see, those are the people that you really are supposed to be with. And that's just my belief.
Because, I agree with you.
Because it makes life hard. Because if somebody constantly want to keep on nagging you, and want to keep on doing negative things to you, come on. I mean, you know, we backing up. We're not going forward because we supposed to be together, a team. But see, people that do stuff like that, you can't tell me, because I've been around here 62 years. You can't tell me that they're not listening to somebody. See, and why are you going to listen to somebody that ain't got nothing? You listen to people that don't have a thing, but they're trying to mess up your thing because that's jealousy. So half the times your girlfriends that be, girl, I tell you, are your male friends, because I was telling my grandson earlier today, I don't care, even when I was in the military, people come up and try to tell me how to run my house. Man, well, you know, look, you got the newer car. Why she driving a new car? You driving an older car. I said, why you minding my business? First off, my wife is going to always have the better car because she has my kids. She has my grandkids. I don't want them breaking down. This car break down on me, I know what to do to fix it. It break down on her, she waiting on AAA or some knucklehead going to try to pull over and get underneath my hood.
Mm-hmm.
And see, my wife know, she'll tell you, one of my pet peeves is, I don't know if that nigga was looking under my hood if I got there, but he better not be there when I get there.
Amen.
Don't be under my hood. Okay, my wife know I'm on the way, I'm on the way. But everybody going to see a little damsel in distress. You okay? My wife tell me real quick, I'm okay. I'm okay. No, my husband be here in a minute. I ran up on a couple of them. I said, well, what you? Oh, I stopped. I said, no, keep it moving, man. Well, I was just, no. If she told you she had somebody coming, she had somebody coming. See, now you're being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the foreign guy. You remember we was over there paying insurance?
Oh, yeah.
We was paying insurance on Fifth Street. The African guy looked at my wife because she has a round face. She has an African face. It's round. I come out and pay my insurance. And he, no. You got to be African. So I stood there like 1 or 2 minutes just to see the conversation. Because, see, that's what you got to do. A lot of people see things and they walk away. I want to walk up on it and see what it is. So I walked up on it and he was like, no, yes, sir. I said, what's the problem? Well, he said, he thinks I'm from Africa. I said, she told you she wasn't African. Oh, I said, I'm not going to talk to you again. My fist was so tight it was hurting. I said, I'm not going to talk to you no more. She already told you she's not African.
Yes, she has to be.
But
she's from a
tribe.
I'm so pushy. No, I'm not.
I work on them every day. See, they're so pushy. But the ones we work with, I guess their backgrounds are more diverse because they work with us. But a lot of them are so, what's the word I'm looking for? They're
aggressive.
They're so aggressive and uppity.
And then he got mad and bumped my car.
Well, he had to get out of there because
I had to calm Charles down. He was like, you got to be young. You don't know your...
And
I know.
He's up in the window, CJ. He's in the window. Oh, yeah. I'm
up.
I said, see, it's going to say, you put your hands on it first and all that. So I left that alone. But another thing you men going to have to learn out here about situations, because, I mean, we jumping back and forth on this thing, is if you got a woman that is about her business, a lot of times my wife won't call me until something is way out of the way. She used to work at Value City. She's managing Value City. She had this one guy. Was he a photographer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come and set up in your stores and take your pictures. He was on her every other week about getting pictures. She told him, no, on the pictures. So she took me to work one day, because I used to manage Value City before she did. And she took me to work one day. I knew everybody in there. Hey, how you doing, Charles? How you doing? She went to pick a check. Or was it your check you went to pick up? So, CJ, your grandpa's slick. What I did, I walked behind her. Because I heard about the situation. So I walked, like, from here to the door behind her, because I want to see what was going to, erupt. He scooped underneath the arm. Come on, you ready? So I'm walking behind him, and the guy comes from out of
receiving.
Roger. Roger used to work for me. Roger. And they always do that.
To work with us,
they're doing this. I said, what's up, Roger? Know I'm about ready to get hot, so he patted me. He said, How you been? I said, I'm all right, Roger. I'm all right. So I'm walking up on the board, and Roger went over to him. Roger said, they're her husband back there. Oh, I didn't know. I said, you the one my wife told you 3 or 4 times that she didn't want to take pictures? Yeah, but I said, I don't ever want to come in here again and see you scoop my wife from underneath her arm like that. That's my wife. If she told you she didn't want to take pictures, it's done. So Roger told him, Roger said, man, look, you was about ready to get done. You was going to get done. So the man, 4 or 5 times before we left the store, CJ, he was apologizing to her. I said, that's enough, man. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But
she's
African.
So beautiful. She's so
African.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just want to take a picture. I kept telling him over and over again.
A lot of times, you got to get all nasty because people can really understand where you come from. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. Because I just let him know. I said, I'm not going to come here no more and say, you grab her. Because, see, when you say that to a man, he know next time he grab her, he going to be looking up at the ceiling. So see, it's not all about I'm gonna whoop you up. Don't waste your energy, you know. And then
trust.
I gotta hear what it says. The Bible back in the day talk about Jezebels. We got a lot of Jezebels out here. That's why when you got a good woman, man, you keep her. Because you got women that are their girlfriends that are. And I told them they didn't change their names. They're not Jezebels anymore. They docs and they home wreckers.
Mm-hmm.
People see something that you got that they don't have and they want it. It's all kind of ways they go around
mm-hmm.
trying to do it. That's why my wife will tell you, and my daughter over there, and she'll back her up. Whenever my wife had friends come over, I left the room. I'll never say that. I looked at you wrong. So I try to say something. I leave the room. I don't want no aura saying nobody come back and say, well, her husband looked at me funny. And I don't really understand why he looked at me like this. Almost. But my wife would do the same thing. A lot of my friends are, because.
Honestly.
No, my grandkids will tell you, I didn't have a lot of friends.
He didn't bring men around his daughter.
No.
There was a no-no. You wasn't coming in the house. You're very seldom getting invited. You have to be an A1 friend for him to invite you with a house full of girls.
And you don't come over that much.
And he don't do games, Super Bowl parties, none of that.
But to get back to what we were saying, you know, a lot of times some people, they try everything that we've been talking about. And the main thing I tell you, if you doing what we're talking about and you're not getting nowhere, seek counseling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't let the counseling be somebody that you know, because then it's going to be one-sided. Go to somebody, you know, a pastor or...
this with me and Charles, we don't agree all the time. I feel as though if you have a mutual understanding, everybody will tell you, all my daughters will tell you, for some reason... I know my daughters, I know their mouths, I know how they come off, so I don't listen to them half the time. I listen to their spouses because I know their mouths.
Huh?
So I listen to him. So I don't have favoritism. If you got that person that you can respect that's going to be honest with you, you can talk to that person. But if you don't want honesty, don't talk to the lead. Because we're not going to sugarcoat, marriage is worse. But anything worth having is worth working for.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to say it again. Anything worth having is worth working for. And this is it's a work in honest respect. I respect the man that God gave me because he picked them just for me. I trust him. He don't have to call me for 4 or 5. I trust him. And I'm quite sure he feel that way with me. But when you have trust that God has put this person in your life, you have no worries. And anytime if I get an inkling, let me call him. It's not because I'm worried. It's because I say, oh, son, I feel something wrong. And I said, babe, you okay? He'll say, I was about to walk out the job. They ain't relieved me. And he has to have lunch. He's a diabetic, so he has to eat. And when you don't relieve him, you're telling me you don't care about my baby's health. Now you deal with me. But he won't let me come to the prison because he don't want me to get locked in the prison.
Yeah, that's a man prison. We can't lock you out. Only thing you can put you out.
But somebody's going to tell me why my husband didn't have lunch.
They're going to lock you up.
You know, but that's the trust. That's between a husband and a wife.
But I want to remind you again that you're listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Turning Point. This is the 1,227th episode. If you want to call in, the phone number again is 319-527-6091. And when we was talking about all this stuff, about my wife was talking about getting to know people before you get involved with them, this is one of the things I get tired of hearing people say when they get together and they've been together for a while. I'm so tired of hearing people say, I didn't know you feel like that. It's been 5 years. How you didn't know I feel like that? How you didn't know that I didn't want kids? This is the stuff you talk about at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And what you saying?
No, I was just looking at the
phone. Yeah. This is the stuff you talk about at the beginning. Don't be with somebody 10 years and they love their occupation, more than they love you or having a family. Don't find that out because it's too late then.
Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Me and Charles talked about this. We was like, I wanted a big family because I want my kids to have people they can depend on. And I told my daughters this, if y'all all get together, all seven of y'all get together, y'all should never have to come to mom and dad for anything. Same thing with the cousins. If y'all get together and one person needs something, y'all should all get to calling each other, look, I need such and such, what can we do?
And that's how close you should be.
That's how y'all should be.
Yeah, that's how close you should be.
They should never have to come to me and say, Mom, can I borrow anything? Because y'all got seven of y'all. Now, if all y'all can't come together and can't do it, then it comes to the grandparents or the mother. And then we're going to work it out.
But you know the setup we had. I told my daughters a long time ago.
We have a family bank account.
That you can have a family bank account where everybody contributes. But you contribute and you're going to have your own amount in there. So say that you didn't save $10,000 in there. Something comes up, you need three. You take it from your money. I'll give you a printout of how much came out. You know what you got left. So you ain't begging nobody for nothing. Every time you get paid, you put into your bank account with the family bank what you can afford.
Mhm. It might be $25 a month.
Oh, that adds up.
It adds up.
And
if the family comes together and say, oh, I seen this. I need a down payment on a house and I'm $500,000 short. That's when the family come together. Look, we got $50,000 in the bank right now. What can we do to help our sister or our nephew?
Well, whoever.
We got the five. What you want to do? Well, we want to give it to that person for the house. But when you get on your feet, you try to put that five back in case somebody else need it. That's how we try. Even our family vacations, we collect money through the year, and we go on our family vacations. Y'all don't got to pay for the rooms and stuff. It's already done. All we paying is for food and groceries and stuff now.
So we
work as a team, and we do family vacations. We try to get two to three in a year,
yeah.
And we might go to Atlantic City for the weekend.
We bring the grill, Wildwood,
we get the grills, and we get
15
rooms if we need.
But one thing that our girls always knew, every year, if they didn't go nowhere, they was going to the Poconos for a week.
Yep.
We got three condos up there. They knew they were going.
Salvation.
You know. And at this time, we just want to say we hope that the program tonight touched somebody's heart, made you think a little different, make you want to get a little closer to Christ. Because you know that he went and God sent his only begotten son to go die on the cross for you. Amen? So, you got to have that hunger in you. You know, you got to want to learn more about him. And see, that goes with, I didn't get there yet on this on the paperwork, but that goes with the relationship. The relationship that you have for Christ should be the same relationship that you have for your future spouse. You want to learn more about him. You want to know more about him. You got this hunger. And see, that's the relationship you got for God. You know, because God say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll see you begging bread.
Amen.
And the thing is if you learn that and you put that first forward, and like you say, put God first in your life, everything else will fall in place.
Everything
will fall in place. But see, it's a standard and it's priority.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen people, I mean, they hurt and I've seen them shot, whatever. And I'm talking to the military, but they looking at me and I'm talking Christ to them. Amen? Because,
mm-hmm.
See, I keep telling them he's the answer to everything. God is a doctor that never lost a patient. He's a lawyer that never lost a case.
Amen.
So, see, we have to go to him, put him as your Lord and Savior, accept him in your heart, and once you do that, you go tell somebody, you know, I just accepted the Lord as my personal Lord and Savior. You know, I'm a creature in Christ. I'm brand new beginning. I'm a new Christian. Or, you know, and I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. Let somebody know. And then once you do that, we ask that you go find you a church, a Bible preaching, teaching church, to further your knowledge.
Amen.
And the knowing of your Father. But the thing is take that first step. Because, see, you done tried everything else. So, you know, God say, why not try me? But the thing is, I hope tonight, like I said, we was talking about for almost, two programs now, soulmates and helpmates. I definitely would love a helpmate, and that's what my wife is. My wife is there for me in, excuse me, in every capacity that I can think of. And see, once you find that helpmate, you don't have to look over your back. You don't have to worry about if things are taken care of. if your kids, because see, men need that. We need to know that the home is taken care of, the kids, and then if I got to do that, a lot of men don't even realize they don't know how to wash dishes. With seven daughters, you definitely knew that I knew how to do hair. Oh, see, Dad tell you, and my granddad, Rose tell you, I used to perm hair, I used to cut hair. For one prom, I did like 10 heads in like two nights.
It was Easter.
I did like 10 heads, you know, and they, you know, my daughter said, well, Dad, can I tell them who did my hair? And that was Christina.
Janine.
See, I got so many of them. But it was Janine, but I told her, I said, yeah, you can tell them who did your hair. And sometimes a father got to be a well-rounded person. You know, you can't just sit up and say, all I'm going to do is go to work and work and work and work and work. Every time my wife had a baby, for at least, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
2 months, she didn't do nothing. I made her stay in the bed. I cooked, I cleaned, and that's what I do now. People see me, they come here, they see me spot sweeping, they see me there, but that relaxes me. Okay, I got to be in a clean environment. And instead of people saying, you know, well, my wife ain't clean, and if she did the dishes, you go do the dishes. Stop complaining about what needs to be done. But to get back on the road again, like I say, it's getting... Go ahead.
Do we have any announcements?
Praise the Lord, Brother Rob. Do we have any announcements?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. And this is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program, whether you're listening online or calling in via phone. We thank you so much for supporting us and listening to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can send a prayer request or just let us know you turn your life over to Christ. We greatly appreciate that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page. We see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, through any of our social media pages, you can also go to anchor.com or Anchor FM and just type in Purpose Kingdom, and you can get a morning word of inspiration also. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Okay, and I just want to let you know that tomorrow evening we're going to take a brief rest, but we will rejoin you Monday evening at 9 p.m. for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermaine Johnson. And once again, with God's blessing, we hope you join us on Monday evening at 9 p.m. for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermaine Johnson. And with that being said, we appreciate all of our listeners, no matter where you're listening to us in the world. We thank you, and we just appreciate your listenership, and we just thank you so much. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements.
We thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements. Now, I told you I have my grandkids and my great-grands here. Do y'all have anything to say about today's show?
It was right on time.
They can't hear you, baby.
It was right on time.
Amen. What you think, Rose?
Rose is the model.
Yes, that's my baby.
Take a picture.
Child, makeup, she's a bomb. Hairstylist over here.
She's about ready to blow up.
She has everything in the family. She's going to have her own skin line. So I want y'all to look for it, because I will announce that soon. And my grandson, CJ, he does what you do, baby? He do currency trading. So where you can make money.
Financial advising.
Hey, I like that sound of that.
I'm going to get you a business card.
And he's 20 years old. So if you need information on that, hit me up on the messenger or whatever, and we'll get back with you on that. So God is really moving in our family, and I thank God for you. And I'm just grateful. And I just really want y'all to realize marriage can be whatever you want it to be, as long as you put God first. He got to come first.
And let me read this to you here real quick, because a lot of people don't believe that God ordains marriage. Genesis 2nd chapter 18 verse, and God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. So that's when he made Eve.
Amen.
And see, you know, and they used to make a joke about it because they used to call her my rib. Because, you know, Adam was put in a deep sleep and, you know, God took the rib from Eve. So he used to call her spare rib. But God ordains marriages just as long as it's, like I say, he's in it. You can't just run and he looks so fine and she looks so sexy, we're going to get married, because people change, really. A lot of people don't realize it, and this is when we do our counseling. We let people know that you going for the outside. Outside going to change. You got to go for in here, you know, when you get with somebody. Because one thing I had put down on paper, because I tell you, I write stuff at night. If you stop looking on the outside and start looking on the inside, a lot of people won't be so surprised when somebody say, well, you didn't know I ain't like that?
Yeah.
What you mean you didn't know I don't like roller coasters? You know, but the main thing is that we're trying to convey tonight is that marriage takes two, but it takes two people that are committed.
Yeah.
You got to have two committed people, you know, because you got people that, what was that song, Marvin Gaye to sing and Teddy Pendergrass, you know, he started talking, he said, I'm giving 20%, she's giving 80%, I'm giving 30%, she's giving 70%. I used to believe in 50-50. I don't even believe in that no more. But see, if you only got 50%, you're taking something from me. I need you to come full force, and then what you're missing, we'll fill it in. So, you know, I want you to come as, you may not come 100, everybody can't come 100, but I want you to come as close as you can. Because if you come in 50, now you're pulling from me, you're draining. Because I know a lot of people get with people and they figure, you know, I did this, I did that, I got with this person. Well, and I tell my wife, I ain't never tell her not to work. But when she feel that she's tired, she want to work, she should have that option. Most people say, well, your wife should be working. I said, no. That's why they say a man works. And if you look in the Bible, all the verses in the Bible, they had the women. And I don't say a woman's place is in the kitchen. But back in the Bible, they all took care of the families and they cooked. But I feel a woman, if she wants to contribute, let her work. You know what I mean? Because you want your own money.
Amen.
You get tired of looking at your husband and asking, well, can I get $50? Can I get $75 for this? That's why I say a woman, just like a man, you need an account with some money in it.
Called man money.
If you need to go get it, you ain't got to ask nobody about nothing.
Amen.
Do what you do. You know, amen. But we hope that, you know, somebody listened to the program tonight and really, really got something from it.
Amen.
Because me and my wife, like I said, we still, we still progressing. Because we tell everybody, we try to be like an open book when we're on the radio. Let them know that we are not perfect.
No.
We far from perfect.
Amen.
But the thing is we have the heart, and we're going after God's own heart. So what he say, we do. If he despises it, we despise it.
Amen.
People may not like it, you know, because they, you know, they made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know.
Sheila and Tracy.
And the thing that's crazy is people look at us, I say, don't get mad at me, look at the word. I can't, you know, I can't make that up.
Amen.
You agree?
Like you said, you do have to learn and watch exactly what the other person do. Because, like they say, your body change every 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
So although you may be fixed up on one thing yesterday, tomorrow you might feel a different way. So that 7 years might have been up. So you got to always pay attention to what that person do or what they like or what they don't like. Because anything can change. Everybody's mind can change. Your
opinion. Well, man, you talked about that. Remember we said you got this fine-looking man, fine-looking woman. They're a good-looking couple. All of a sudden, they have an accident. Now he in a wheelchair. Are you going
to
take care of him? Are you going to say, look, I can't do this? So you got to, me and my wife said, you got to be in it to win it, you know. Or they get a scar, an accident on their face. They get a scar or something. You're like, oh. Everybody used to talk about it. Tell me how pretty she was. Now look at
I'm
you
sorry.
Can't be there for that.
Learning is every day, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a day-to-day basis.
There's no end of learning. Oh, well, I know everything about that person.
Nah. There's a project every time. Nope.
You hear my grandbaby. Go ahead, Bo.
Right.
Go ahead,
that's
Bo.
Right. That's right. You hear Evangelist Rose.
Amen.
But the thing is, like she said, though, you know, learn your people. You know, and then not just your spouse, learn your kids.
Listen to them.
Because, see, most of the time, kids don't want you to give an opinion. They just want you to listen.
Amen.
Because a lot of times we always trying to give our advice. Well, you know, no, what they're saying is, Mom, I want you to listen to me. Because most of the time, they got the answers for themselves.
Amen.
But with all this hollering and fussing and screaming, you push them away from them. Amen. And I see we're at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, Lord. Already.
I hope, you know, you listeners out there enjoyed the show tonight. Like I said, this is the turning point. My name is Elder Charles Lee, and my co-host is my wife, Reverend Maureen Lee. She don't like that, Reverend, but it's on the paper. But and so we just hope that you got something out of the show tonight, you know, and hug somebody today. I know the COVID is here, but give them a little pat on the shoulder because that might be the last one they get. Might be the first one they ever got.
But you know who was quiet? Isaiah was very quiet.
Isaiah was asleep.
You know, he had nothing to say.
Isaiah was asleep. You know, he was quiet storm.
Yeah, that's that military stuff.
He was asleep. Yeah, kill you in one blow.
Uh-huh.
But we just want to say this is the turning point. These are the Lees, your co-hosts, and we're signing out until next time.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus loves.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.